Blog Talk Radio. Quite a bit more because it will not have the brakes on it the way it has up to this point. And so, again, when we are talking about Saturn testing us, we need to look at where Saturn is traveling, which is in Sagittarius, and think about Sagittarian themes so that we get serious, get real about whatever's going on there. So that means anything legal you need to deal with. Get the right kind of legal counsel. Sit down with, you know, the attorney or whatever that legal consultant is that can guide you in the right way. Sagittarius rules media and marketing and broadcasting, publishing and publicity. So if you have something going on there that you really need to, you know, get ambitious about or end or get serious about or commit to in some way, then this is the time, right? It also rules education. Do you need to go back and get certified or graduate or start teaching what you know? Is there some way to structure that or commit to that? It rules travel and people at a distance and import, export, and global ideals. And so, you know, where do we get serious in those areas? It rules ceremonies, weddings, religion, and politics. And so, again, you know, whatever you can apply yourself to or end or in any way get serious about, you know, the fact that we've had three of these energies all locked in, it's a big deal, you know. And, you know, to be honest, we all try really hard to stay as positive as we can. Saturn, it can be a very weighty, heavy, depressive energy, and especially dealing in these squares. So, you know, you may have found yourself kind of battling in and out of those feelings. You may be around other people who are feeling this. So, you know, extend the olive branch and be as gentle as you can, as often as you can. Like I said, we still have 3 months left of half of this configuration, which is the Saturn square Neptune. So that's my overview on that. And I do want to say that as we go into this week ahead, on Wednesday next week, which would be Wednesday the 1st of June, we do have the Sun squaring Neptune. So I do feel like, you know, that may be a day where you're showing up and putting yourself in the mix in some way, either personally, physically, your signature, your aims and goals involved in what's going on, and dealing with that Neptune theme on some level that is part of this Saturn-Neptune square that's going to continue until September. So again, when it comes to whatever you need to work through in the artistic, you know, arena with your talent or your project or anything in your spiritual practices, anything in that romantic, karmic, clandestine, or past life connection with somebody, anything with your research or development or anything with addictions, healing, or hospitals, then Wednesday, the 1st of June, definitely seems to be a day where it's important to deal with whatever is coming up. It's part of this story. All right, so we have, then I wanted to touch on Memorial Day, which actually has a very powerful Mercury-Pluto alignment that's under a positive harmonious alignment. So, you know, we have Mercury in forward motion, and here's a day where it's going to be making some direct contact with Pluto in this forward motion. So even though it is a holiday on Monday, it may be that there is some, you know, potential here to really have some powerful talks with people. Or maybe you're going to run into somebody that has a powerful effect on you. There may be some strong meetings happening that are favorable. There may be, if you're writing or, you know, speaking in front of others, this could go well. And again, you know, if there is any focus that you want to put on being valued, on making money, on your possessions or your purchases, that is favored on Monday. And then finally, the major thing that I want to talk about in tonight's show is that we have Mars retrograding out of Sagittarius. This is the last day it's in Sagittarius retrograde. That is Thursday, the 26th of May. And on Friday, the 27th, Mars is going to exit Sagittarius and start to retrograde through Scorpio. So from May 27th to June 29th, we are going to be going back over Scorpio themes. This is intense, right? Because Scorpio is the powerhouse. Everybody has it somewhere in their chart, and it rules your sex life. So you may be going back and running into somebody that you were intimate or wanted to be intimate with in the past. You may be revisiting, you know, an attraction with somebody that you're involved with at present and rekindling something. You might be going back over old sexual issues and trying to work those out. You may break up with that you're involved with intimately, or they may move on. That kind of thing can happen during a Mars retrograde. So you'll kind of know where you are in this story as far as the intimacy goes. Reproductive needs are ruled by Scorpio, so you may be going back to do something about whatever it is, whatever side of that you're on that you want to go for. It rules divorce. So, you know, Mars is the warrior energy. It's where our anger is activated. So you may have something, you know, some fighting in the divorce or some anger issues over a divorce, or you may be passionate about what's going on, or just need to motivate and go back and redo something or undo something tied to the divorce. A Scorpio rules all of the financials except for your income, so this is a time where you may slow down, you know, things that are that you want to go forward into new territory with in the financial arenas. But this is a great time to go back and rework something, redo something, or undo something in that financial arena. Again, because finances are so important, you really may want to get the advice of a financial expert before you do that, but this would be the time frame when you could get something worked out. And so, you know, we're looking at loans and debt, inheritance, insurance, investments, settlements, alimony, child support, commissions, whatever that financial flow is to you. This would be the do-over phase. Scorpio rules death and birth, so there may be something to go back and undo or redo about what you've set up in those arenas in your life. It rules third-party situations / triangles, so there might be a lot of passion or a lot of anger rekindled in those areas. So this is our do-over, and, you know, we talk about trading in Scorpio. Well, Mars rules Aries, and it co-rules Scorpio. So here it is moving through a sign that it is in charge of or co-in charge of. And so I wanted to kind of look at not only how it being in Scorpio would affect your sign, but also what it rules for your sign, you know, where that Aries part of the chart is for you guys as well. And so I do want to say that I looked ahead in the calendar here at the time frame between May 27th and June 29th to see, you know, as Mars is retrograding through Scorpio during this time frame, you know, how often is Mars going to be triggering something? And it is only going to happen once. It's going to happen on the weekend of June 18th and 19th, and Mars is going to make an adjustment aspect to Uranus, which is in Aries. So here we have the two signs, Scorpio and Aries, that are ruled by Mars being activated in an adjustment over that weekend of the 18th, 19th. So what that means to me, my guru input here on this, is that, you know, starting tomorrow with this Mars retrograde, that we are working towards making some kind of personal adjustment. And so there is something that we need to be kind of reinventing for ourselves, or some kind of change that we need to make within ourselves. And there's, and it's tied into going back and redoing or undoing something in that, you know, Scorpio part of the sky. And so it is really important that we are looking at, you know, who we are, where we're going with our own needs and goals, our body, our image, our brand, our name, our title in this whole thing as well. And I'll kind of break that down by sign as we go through it. In this week ahead, the 2 days that really stand out besides Friday as Mars retrogrades into Scorpio would be Sunday, when there will be a square to Mars. So if you're going to get pushed or if you're going to be pushy or if you're going to push yourself. Sunday seems to be the day with that Mars retrograde theme. And then Monday, there is a very harmonious trine to Mars. So Monday looks very, you know, kind of fab and in the flow with whatever you're doing with that Mars retrograde. So those are the days that are significant in this week ahead. So when we are looking at the signs for Aries, with the Saturn themes that you're dealing with, as you wrap up the Jupiter-Saturn square today, and it kind of starts to let go over this week ahead and in the weeks ahead, and then you still are honing into the Saturn-Neptune square until September, Saturn's energy for Aries is about getting serious about endings or commitments, structures, limits, ambitions, responsibilities, and higher-up people involved with legal needs, educational pursuits, weddings, travel, media marketing, broadcasting, publishing, publicity, religion, or politics. So look at where you are as this one half of the configuration finally releases today and how much you still need to try to accomplish over the next 3 months, because it is a very important background, you know, sound or story behind the scenes here to the more personal things that are going on day in and day out. And you do want to look at what you need to kind of be finite about in those areas. And hopefully whatever has transpired this week will give you some clue as to what direction you're going with that. As far as Mars retrograding into Scorpio starting tomorrow, Friday, the 27th, this is going to give you until June 29th, Aries, to go back, rekindle, or release anything that involves your sex life and your sexual attractions, your reproductive needs, your sexual issues and dysfunctions, or those of your significant other. It's your big do-over in that intimacy arena. So whatever that means to you, if you need to go and sit down with a therapist and work out issues, or if you need to see a doctor to work out issues, or you need to pick up the phone and see if you can give another shot with somebody that you still have feelings for, or you know, or if it's just about rekindling the passion with someone you're currently involved with, this is your do-over in that arena. It also is about divorce for Aries, so if that's going to be back on the table, you're going to know it during this time frame. Watch your argument, because they could escalate in those directions. If there is something from an old divorce that you want to go back and rework, this is the time to hash that out. And anything in the financial arena, you need to go back, make some adjustments, you know, that involves who you are, what you need, you showing up and getting involved more or less, whatever the story might be. But financial do-overs can be part of this time frame. And also anything involving third-party scenarios that you want to go back and rework during this time. Again, because Mars rules your sign, it may be a slowdown for you on a personal or physical level over this next month, but it also may be a time for you to go back and get in touch with your own body. For, let's say, you know, the Scorpio theme has to do with reproductive or sexual needs, and, you know, making adjustments in what's comfortable for your body or getting yourself in shape so that you can, you know, connect with somebody. That could be one of the scenarios, or getting yourself in to talk to your loan investment person at the bank or whoever, you know, physically showing up and doing what you need to about the financial arena or the divorce. Then this would be the adjustment that you're going to see coming in the next month, a little, you know, a couple days longer than a month ahead. For Taurus, when we're talking about Jupiter square Saturn that finally ends today, that started last August, and then the continuation of Saturn square Neptune until September 9th, you're kind of at a turning point today, and in this week ahead, you'll be starting to feel that you're coming out from under some of the intensity that's been going on, and that you still have a little bit more to do. So Saturn has been asking Taurus to get really serious about endings, long-term commitments, responsibilities, limits, restrictions, authority figures you might be dealing with in the mix, ambitions, you know, any of the serious testing energy over those big financial arenas and getting that taken care of, over the divorce, over the sex life, reproductive needs, death, birth situation scenario, or anything with third parties. So, you know, kind of figure out where, how far you've come since last August. Know that half of that testing energy is finally releasing starting in this week ahead, and that you still have another 3 months to figure out exactly what stays, what goes, what needs structured, and how you're going to deal with it. When we look at Mars retrograding into Scorpio for Taurus starting Friday, the 27th of May, and lasting until June 29th, this is giving you a big do-over when it comes to significant relationships. So this might be quite the interesting month ahead for you guys. This is going to either slow down things in current relationships. And when I'm talking about the relationship house, I mean romantic partners, business partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, and opponents. Okay, so think about those key people. Going towards new things, it may slow you down a bit with Mars retrograde here. But it is the time to go back and rekindle things with people from the past in any of those relationship arenas, to go back and rehash any old resentments or anger and work that out, rekindle the passion, go back and get motivated to really do something that you want to do with one of these people. And in Scorpio, we're thinking about, you know, financial opportunities, sexual divorce scenarios, mortality issues, reproductive needs, or third-party scenarios that we're working out in those key relationships. And know that you're going towards some kind of adjustment that you're going to be making on some kind of personal level here by the weekend of June 18th, 19th, as you deal with this person. And that adjustment for Taurus is playing out in the kind of karmic, magical, mystical 12th house. So there's several areas that the adjustment could be playing out for you guys. You're going to either be adapting around or doing the give and take when it comes to a karmic romantic relationship or a romantic getaway or clandestine romance kind of thing. You're going to be doing that adjustment with research and development, or with healing addictions or hospitals, or with some kind of artistic pursuit or talent or project, or something involving your spiritual practices and beliefs. So that's your arena. But the key thing to remember is this is your do-over. You can redo or undo something here when it comes to those key relationships. Do watch the fire of Mars so that there aren't a lot of angry outbursts, you know. Try to keep a level head with that. But it is an important time to go back and stir up passions and get motivated about what it is you want to do in those areas. For Gemini, when we're talking about this turning with the T-square, with Jupiter square Saturn, Saturn square Neptune, as of today, May 26th, Jupiter square Saturn, that half of it is over. It peaks today. It's been going on since the beginning of August last year. And then you're going to still have 3 more months of Saturn squaring Neptune. So part of it continues until September 9th. And so Gemini, you know, the Saturn part of this for you has been relationship oriented. So, you know, does there need to be an ending or a long-term commitment? Do you need to structure some things differently so they support you? Is there something about responsibilities or ambitions or dealing with authority figures? And you're looking at key relationships here. So with the romantic partner or business partner, clients, agent, attorney, specialist, competitor, or opponent. And so, you know, you can see how far you've come since August. And then figure out what it is you need to get final or finite about with this person or several of these people between now and September. Now, when we are looking at Mars starting to enter into Scorpio and retrograde there from May 27th, that's Friday, tomorrow for you guys listening live, and going until June 29th, for Gemini, this is going to be your do-over to go back and redo or undo something involving your work situation. So anything going forward into new territories, this would not be the best time to go into a new job, you know, or go into a new project at your work. But it is a fantastic time to go back to work you used to do, or to go back and rekindle an old project, or to work out any anger issues you have in the workplace with coworkers or with hired help, or to reignite passions there, or to get motivated on those old projects and pick back up or those situations. This part of the sky also rules health, a really good time to go back and undo bad health habits, or redo the workout situation, or revisit the doctor, or anything else that you can, you know, reignite so that you can reclaim your health in some way. It also rules animals. You might be going back to adopt from some place that you adopted animals before, or taking your pet back in for some kind of something they need to have done that they've had done before, that kind of thing. It rules paperwork, and you really may need to get serious about, you know, because this is in Scorpio, maybe there's some kind of financial paperwork that really needs to be tackled, or divorce paperwork that needs to be tackled here. And so this is that opportunity until June 29th to get in there and really fight for what you need, or deal with any anger you have over it, or motivate to get it tackled. And so that is the big, you know, place to look for you guys. And when we look at this adjustment that is going to be part of this Mars retrograde that is really going to peak over the weekend of June 18th and 19th, for Gemini, it means something going on with you that has to do with friends, groups, the internet, astrology, charities, social networking, gatherings, events, or your personal aspirations and original ideas. So as you're going into this Mars retrograde, realize you're going to be tweaking something there. You're going to be being adaptive in some way, and that is going to peak as we get to that third weekend of June. For Cancer, all right, so when Cancer is looking at this turning point that we're at with Jupiter squaring Saturn and Saturn squaring Neptune, Jupiter squares Saturn, that half of the T-square is over as of today. It's been ongoing since August 3rd of last year, and it's been testing everybody. And then it's going to the Saturn square Neptune part of that T-square is going to continue on September 9th. So you do have 3 more months with that part of it, but the big bulk of it is finally going to start to move behind you. Saturn has been asking Cancers to get very serious and real about whatever's going on with the job, the coworkers, the health, the animals, the hired help, or any paperwork that you need to get done. And Saturn, you know, does something need to end here? Do you need to make long-term commitments? Do you need to deal with limits or no's? Do you need to look at your responsibilities here? Is there a way to structure things so they support you more? Is it about getting ambitious and dealing with higher ups as you get, you know, go towards your goals? Where do you need to get real in that work, paperwork, hired help, coworker help, or pet arena? So, you know, look at how far you've come since last August and really realize you've only got about 3 more months where, you know, this big push is on, and it really is important that you tackle whatever this might be for yourself. When it comes to Mars backing into Scorpio starting on Friday, May 27th, this is going to be a Mars retrograde now that is going to last until June 29th, so you have a little over a month now to go back, rekindle, redo, or undo something focused on your passions, your anger, your fighting spirit, and getting motivated with past situations. And Cancer, this is playing out in your love life, so you may go back and rekindle some passion in a current love affair. You may get angry and break up a current love affair. You might go back and rekindle something with a past lover, or they may be pursuing you to rekindle something. It can be about motivating on some kind of financial situation that you have with a lover. You want to go back and redo in some way. So, you know, Mars is going to take you back and get you active with love or lovers. There's 4 areas for Cancer. Secondly, children. You may be going back to, you know, deal with divorce issues with the kids or reproductive needs so that you can have kids, or your sex life so that you can have kids, you know, or something financial that you're doing for children. So, you know, this would be the time to go back and redo that or undo that. Third, this is the area of creativity. So there may be an old creative project that you want to rekindle. You may be wanting to go back and get into the financial side of the ongoing creative project and work that out, or some third-party scenario that you want to rekindle in some way. And then fourth, Cancer, this is the recreational arena, so it may be time to go back and get motivated again in something that's just plain old fun for you. So remember, the past is where it's at with love, kids, creativity, and fun for Cancer. You're thinking about Scorpio themes of sex, reproduction, divorce, the big financial picture, third-party scenarios, mortality and birth issues or interests that you're working out in those areas. And as you go through this, the adjustment aspect that is part of this Mars retrograde will peak by the weekend of June 18th, 19th. And for Cancer, it really means that, you know, something very physical or personal to you, you're going to be reinventing or changing by making adjustments involving your career, your personal goals, or something with an authority type like a parent, a boss, a mentor, a judge in the scenario. So you may want to go ahead and start thinking about what direction you would like to go with that as you are trying to rekindle or revamp that children creativity or fun zone. For Leo, as you're at this turning point of the Jupiter square Saturn, Saturn square Neptune, this is the final Jupiter square Saturn that is happening today on May 26th. And so it is going to start to ease off. So since last August, this has been a major test for Leo, and you're finally going to be coming out of a half of that. You still have 3 months left with Saturn square Neptune, so there still will be some things to work out, but the bulk of it, you know, you're finally going to be moving past. And the test for Leo has been to get very serious, to make, you know, mark endings or make long-term commitments, to structure things, to deal with responsibilities or ambitions or higher-ups, you know, some kind of serious side to your creative projects and pursuits, to your recreational needs, to what's going on with children or what's going on with your love life or lover. So, you know, look where you've come since last August. Realize you still just have a little bit more here, and you do want to push yourself to get serious about what is needed in those areas. Look at your story and where you're at and realize you've got till September 9th now. But part of this is going to start to ease up. And as far as Mars retrograding into Scorpio starting on May 27th on Friday, this is going to last until June 29th, so it's giving you a little over a month. And Leo, you guys are going to kind of slow down in new territory that you might want to go into, but it's going to give you a huge do-over to go back and get something worked out and get something right. When it comes to your home, renovations, moves, real estate deals, or anything involving family, parents, or roommates, okay? So Mars is going back there, and it's saying time to check in with your passion here, or time to look at any anger or what you need to fight for or whatever is going on that you need to remotivate about. Look at the financial side in Scorpio. Is there, you know, do you need to go back and the loan or pay off the debt or, you know, get your property remortgaged or deal with the, you know, inheritance with the parent or, you know, whatever that financial context might be, how can you go back and do it right? Or is there something sexual or divorce-oriented in the scenario that you need to hammer out? And realize that as you go into this month, there's an adjustment that is going to be necessary that is going to peak over the weekend of June 18th, 19th. So you're really building towards that now. And the adjustment is coming from Leo's getting in there personally or physically, something that they need to adapt around and kind of make some changes here so that they're in the right place with this. And that is going to come through legal, travel, educational, media marketing, wedding, religious, or political arenas. So however that applies to your situation, you'll know, and you just need to start working towards whatever needs to be tweaked in that area and realize it'll peak on that 18th, 19th of June weekend. All right, for Virgo. Virgo, at the turning point of Jupiter square Saturn, Saturn square Neptune, that T-square that's been ongoing since last August, Virgo, the Jupiter square Saturn is going to finally start to, lighten up and move off, which is really good news for you since Jupiter is in your sign. And so, part of this has been involving you personally or physically, your name, your body, your image, your brand, whatever, as part of the test. But to focus on the Saturn part of this test, because you will still have a little bit more to go, 3 more months to go with that part of it. Virgo, it is about really getting in there and getting serious about ending commitments, responsibilities, limits, structuring things, the authority types involved, your goals or ambitions involved, and whatever is going on in your home with a real estate deal, a move, a renovation, a family, parent, or roommate in the situation. So see what it is that you can do about that. See how far you've come since August and see what still needs to be done, probably involving a key significant person, at least one. And you do still have 3 months left of that. For Mars retrograding into Scorpio starting on Friday the 7th of May, this is going to be in play and retrograde until June 29th. So Virgo, this is giving you a chance to go back and have your say, hear the news, get into the meeting, pitch the idea, sign the agreement or renegotiate terms, make the sale or revamp the sale, deal with brothers, deal with sisters, deal with neighbors, deal with your vehicles and electronics, your short trips and local activities, the old interviews, the offers, and decisions. It's a lot for Virgo, all the communications realm, and then all of those kind of mundane local activities and people that are involved with that. And so Mars is really giving you a do-over to go back and rekindle passion with anybody from the past or any old situations, to go back and release anger or hammer that out and rework it in some way, to get motivated locally or through your talks and writing and agreements and sales and all that, and rekindle something there through motivation and activity. So you won't really want to be going out towards brand new things. You want to go back and you want to see what it is you can do over. And as part of the adjustment that is tied to this part of the Mars retrograde, for Virgo, it is going to mean that you're going to need to do some give and take here, something that is about you personally or physically in the mix, something that you may want to change or adapt around a bit, is going to be in that eighth house for Virgo. So something financial, sexual, divorce, or third-party oriented might involve power or control interests, mortality or birth situations as well. But most likely it's financial, sexual, or divorce-oriented or third-party-oriented as far as adapting a bit as you go down this road. And you'll see that peak on the June 18th, 19th. But really, this is a really powerful time for you guys to finally get things off your chest or to, speak to somebody that you need to redo whatever that is that you're so passionate about. For Libra, you're at this turning point with Jupiter square Saturn and Saturn square Neptune. The Jupiter square Saturn part of the T-square is over as of today, May 26th. And so this has been ongoing since August 3rd. It's been testing everybody greatly. And you only have now 3 more months of the Saturn square Neptune part of this. So you should start to see some light at the end of the tunnel and figure out what it is that you still need to do. So Saturn wants you to get really serious. It wants you to make endings or commitments or to look at your responsibilities, ways of structuring things, dealing with limits, dealing with ambitions and goals and higher up types that can help you. And for Libra, this is in your communication zone. So this is really about getting very real and very serious about your talks, your meetings, your agreements, your sales, your ideas, your writing, your interviews and auditions, and anything that might also involve the mundane side, which would be anything serious you need to tie up with brothers, sisters, neighbors, vehicles, electronics, short trips, local activities, offers, or decisions. And so, it's an important time to make some choices and to deal with information in a way that will help you structure things. And so hopefully you're feeling that you're getting to some turning point here and have an idea, but you should be able to figure that out now, what still needs to be worked out over these next 3 months, and then we finally get out from under this. Yay! Mars retrograding into Scorpio for Libra. This starts on Friday, May 27th, tomorrow if you're listening live. And this is going to last until June 29th. And Libra, this is going to give you guys a really powerful do-over to go back and redo something or undo something so that you get things right when it comes to your income, when it comes to your possessions, or when it comes to your purchases, or all of the above. And so you do want to kind of, you may see some slowdowns in going after brand new things in those areas, but this will give you the momentum you need to go back and rekindle things with people or opportunities or situations from the past. It will give you a chance to go back and deal with any old anger issues you have with any of those topics. It will give you a chance to go back and get motivated to really make something happen by gearing things up here. And, you know, in Scorpio, you need to look at how does the debt or the loans or the inheritance or the insurance or taxes or any outside financial flow impact what it is you need to be doing here to make money or to deal with your possessions or purchases. And it also means that there may be some kind of divorce or sexual or third-party scenario playing out there, too, that you want to rekindle to see, you know, what you can do here. So maybe you'll go back to the old person you were passionate about, and they still have some of your stuff that they want to give back to you. That would be the possessions coming back your way. Or maybe you want to, you know, take a gift to somebody that you still hold a candle for, or go back to that financial advisor to get some, you know, input on what to do to get your earnings up or to make the purchase that you want, et cetera. So when we look at the adjustment that is going to be part of this story for everybody, for Libra, it means that as you go back and you get this opportunity to redo or undo something with your income, possessions, or purchases, that you are going to be adjusting somewhat on a personal or physical level by getting in there and, you know, charging something up here on the excitement level or making some kind of change or adaptation. And it's going to focus on key relationships for Libra. So, you know, getting in there and working something out with that romantic partner, business client or client, specialist, agent, attorney, publicist, competitor, opponent. So, you know, think about that. As this starts to kick off tomorrow on May 27th, you know, realize by June 18th, 19th, you can make some kind of adaptation with one of these people to get things going in the direction that you want them to go with your income, possessions, or purchases. All right, for Scorpio, this turning point that we are now at live here on May 26th, as the Jupiter-Saturn square finally completes and is over after today, that started back on August 3rd. It's been testing everybody so heavily. Saturn is still going to be tied up in the square to Neptune until this September, so you still have 3 more months left of half of that T-square, but you should start to feel like you're coming out of some of this. And so you want to look at how far you've come and then look at what still needs to happen when it comes to the Saturn themes. And for Scorpio, you know, Saturn wants you to make some endings or commit long-term to something, get ambitious, tackle your responsibilities, structure things so they support you, deal with higher ups, set some goals and get real about making money, dealing with your possessions or what you're purchasing. And so, you know, you've had 10 months of this going on, testing you. Now you're kind of turning a corner, and over these next 3 months, you're going to hammer in on the Saturn square Neptune side of this, you know, money, possession, purchasing theme as you, you know, hammer out the last part of whatever it is you need to do to structure or commit and get to where you need to be with that. So make a plan or at least kind of have a perception of where it is you are in this story and how short of a time actually we really still have left of this big test. And then as far upgrading into Scorpio for Scorpio, starting on May 27th, Friday, and lasting until June 29th. You know, Scorpio, this is giving you a huge do-over, big chance for the Scorpios to go back and redo something or undo something so that they feel stronger and better within themselves, about themselves, with their body, with their image, with their brand, with their name, with their title, or with some personal desire or goal. So it's a really important time for the Scorpios because not only is it in your sign and allowing you to do this, it is the ruler of your sign or one of the rulers of your sign. So it is very, you know, personal and physical to you. So not the best time to move into something brand new before June 29th, but a very good time to go back and rekindle things with people from the past, past situations, anything that you are passionate about that you want to bring back around, anything you want to motivate about for yourself or about yourself, anything that you are angry about that you need to go back and address with somebody so that you can heal that or let that go and release it during this time. And as there is an adjustment to this particular part of the Mars retrograde, so for Scorpio, this is going to peak on the weekend of June 18th and 19th. We'll be building towards it over these next 3 weeks. So it's really important that you start to look at what adjustments you need to make. How do you show up and reinvent something here or make some personal changes so that you can go back and get what it is that you're trying to get worked out or let go of it or rekindle it, whatever that is. So for Scorpio, the adjustments are going to focus on your work, coworkers, hired help, paperwork, health, or animals. And it might be a little bit of several of those things, depending on what's going on in your life. So really look at, you know, where can you do a little give and take? What do you need to kind of, you know, be adaptive about? How can you make that change enough so that you are getting where you want to go in this story? For Sagittarius, this turning point with Jupiter square Saturn, Saturn square Neptune, it's called a T-square. It's been going on since the beginning of August last year. It's been testing the bejesus out of everybody, as I wrote on Facebook today, and, you know, really pushing all of us. And for Sag, well, for everybody, you know, half of that configuration finally ends today on May 26th, the Jupiter square Saturn part. And so you can look back at how far you've come during this time frame. Saturn is the important key to this whole story, and it is in your sign, Sag. So it has been a really important time for you to deal with personal or physical endings, personal or physical commitments, structuring things for yourself, your brand, your name, your body, your image, your title, your personal desires, looking at your ambitions, looking at your own personal leadership, looking at your responsibilities, and just getting serious about yourself and turning some corners here. So the Jupiter square Saturn part of this for the last 10 months has really been pushing you to deal with goals or career, or reputation, fame, or dealings with authority figures in the mix. And so hopefully you've kind of figured out that part of it. You're still going to have 3 months left to go with Saturn square Neptune, which will then kind of focus you in on grounding and security, home and family, and, you know, that kind of thing. But still, the key to all of this is getting real and getting serious about who you are, what you want, and how you're presenting yourself out there based on that choice and whatever it is you need to do, whether it's long-term commitments, ending things, or, you know, taking the lead in some way. This next 3 months will kind of help you get there. So figure out where you are, how far you've come, and what you still want to do, and make a plan about that. When we look at Mars retrograding into Scorpio, starting on Friday, May 26th, lasting until June 29th, giving you a little over a month to go back and redo or undo something. This is a really big one. Mars is going to be all rep or action, rekindling passion, dealing with old anger, fighting for things. And for Sag, it's really interesting because it's going to take place in your 12th house. It's a magical, karmic, mystical house. It has quite a few topics here that you're going to get a do-over with. You can go back and get in there and charge things up with old people, situations, opportunities, issues that involve addictions, healing, or hospitals. You can go back and redo something or undo something with a romance, which would be falling in the arena of clandestine romance, karmic past life romance, romantic getaways, those areas. You can go back and redo something or undo something when it comes to your artistic talents or projects. So this could be something in film, music, dance, poetry, painting, sculpture, any muse-related arena, big do-over here. This could also be something with your spiritual practices, prayer, meditation, yoga. I think I said research and development. If I didn't, that's also covered in this arena for Sagittarius. So you want to pull back. You want to get into one or several of those old areas. Mars is going to be, you know, asking that you look at Scorpio themes there. So, you know, the sexuality, the divorce issues, the financial picture, the mortality or birth scenario, the third party scenarios, and see what you can figure out. There is an adjustment to this Mars retrograde over the next month. And so Sag, this is going to peak, the adjustment will peak on that weekend of June 18th, 19th. But it's good that you start working towards this, you know, as this starts tomorrow. And so, you know, the adjustment for Sag is you getting in there and doing something to bring back the excitement or make some kind of personal or physical change and kind of adapt a bit when it comes to your love life, your lover, the children, the creative projects, or creative flow, or something recreational in the mix. So that's your homework. Good luck with that, right? And you'll kind of figure it out by that weekend. For Capricorn, you're at the turning point, as everybody else is, with Jupiter square Saturn, Saturn square Neptune. It's a T-square that has figured in since last August, has been testing everybody mightily. And so the Jupiter square Saturn part is finally letting go of that part of the test as of today, May 26th. And then you're going to wrap up the Saturn square Neptune, half of it, by September 9th. So you have three more months of that part of it. So, you know, you want to look at the Saturn Sirius stuff here, Capricorn, and what you still need to do in the next 3 months and how far you've come in the last 10 months. And look at the topics for Capricorn are romance, the clandestine, karmic, past life, or romantic getaway arena. What's going on with your spiritual practices? What's going on with your artistic pursuits? What's going on with healing hospitals or addictions, and what's going on with research or development. So you've come a long way. Some of it's going to start to lighten up, but you do still have 3 months left where some kind of important decision is to be made. So figure out what that is and where you need to go with that. And as far as Mars retrograding into Scorpio starting on Friday the 27th of May, lasting until June 29th, Capricorn, this is a do-over for you when it comes to your friends, group affiliations, the internet, astrology, charities, gatherings, social networking, anything in that social field. So a do-over when it comes to your aspirations, your freedom, or your original ideas or inventions. So, you know, you want to look at Mars. What do you want to go back and rekindle when it comes to your passions in those areas? What is it that you are have old anger about and you want to readdress? What is it that you want to fight for? Or is there something you need to go back and motivate about again? So you want to not so much pursue brand new things, but go back to past people and situations and issues and opportunities and see what can be rekindled or redone or undone. And look at Scorpio themes in the mix. Is there something financial here? Is there something sexual or divorce-oriented, birth or death or reproductive or third-party scenarios that are playing out in any of those social realms or aspirational realms? And realize that everyone is going to be making an adjustment to this Mars retrograde. For Capricorn, the adjustment means something that you're going to give and take, adapt a bit on when it comes to your home, who you live with, where you live, moves, renovations, roommates, family, parents, real estate deals or interests. And so you may want to start working towards that as the Mars retrograde in Scorpio begins on May 27th. It will be peaking in some adjustment that you're going to be making by June 18th or 19th. Okay, for Aquarius. You guys, at the turning point here with the T-square between Jupiter squaring Saturn and Saturn squaring Neptune, the 10-month ordeal that most of us have gone through with this T-square, the first half of it between Jupiter and Saturn is over as of today, May 26th. So for the last 10 months, you've been under that square, and it finally ends today. You still will have 3 months left of Saturn squaring Neptune. That one's lasting a little bit longer. So there is still something to do, but you should start to feel like you're coming out of it a bit as of, you know, this week ahead and as you progress further and further away from this. So you want to kind of look at how far you've come and what still needs to happen. For Aquarius, you know, Saturn has been asking you to get real about your personal aspirations, your original ideas and inventions, your freedom, and anything in the social realm, getting very serious about your friendships, your group affiliations, what you do online, what you do with astrology, charities, gatherings, and social networking. And so, you know, Saturn is about endings or long-term commitments, responsibilities, limits, ambitions, dealing with authority figures in those situations. So how far have you come? What still needs to happen so that you are structuring things properly or feel like you're cementing something in the way you need it to be? There is a financial context to this for Aquarius. So get real about it. Make a plan for how you're going to wrap up this last 3-month period of it. But do know that you are coming out of some of the more severe side of this. And then when it comes to Mars retrograding into Scorpio for Aquarius, this starts on Friday, May 27th, lasts until June 29th. You have a little bit over a month. And it's your big do-over, very active, very dynamic do-over for Aquarius to go back and redo something or undo something involving their career. It could be with an authority figure like a boss, a parent, a mentor, a teacher, a director, a judge, any higher-up type person. And it can also be a do-over when it comes to your personal goals, your reputation or fame or notoriety. So, you know, whether that personal goal is to get married, buy a house, retire, travel the world, or it is about career matters or those authority figures, you want to get in there, and you don't want to so much go after brand new things in those areas over this next month. You want to go back and reconnect with old people, old opportunities, hash out old issues, revisit old situations, rekindle passions here, and, you know, deal with old anger and motivate again. And realize that Scorpio themes may be involved in these goals, career, authority figure situations. So there could be a big financial thing going on. There could be something with divorce or mortality, birth, sexuality, third-party scenarios that you're readdressing in these areas. And that there is an adjustment to be made, as with every sign. The adjustment will peak over the weekend of June 18th and 19th. For Aquarius, that adjustment has to do with a talk, a meeting, an offer, an agreement, a sale, your writing, your interviews, your offers, decisions, you know, something in that communication realm, or maybe just your idea, like your mental direction that you're going, you might rethink something. Also, there could be an adjustment for Aquariuses on the mundane side of this, which would mean dealings with brothers, sisters, neighbors, moves, vehicles, electronics, short trips, local activities. So whichever way this flows for you, just be adaptive when you're talking with others. Kind of be open and see what, you know, what way the wind is blowing. I think that'll help a lot for the Aquarians because it's a strong communication adjustment. But definitely something worth going back and working out when it comes to those goals, career, or dealings with authority types. For Pisces, you guys are at the turning point. Now, as with everybody, when it comes to this big T-square that's been ongoing since last August between Jupiter squaring Saturn and then Saturn squaring Neptune. So the Jupiter square Saturn is finally over as of May 26th. Things are going to start to lighten up because 10 months of this has been heavy. And now we only have 3 months left of half of the configuration, which is the Saturn square Neptune. So we want to look at the Saturn test that Pisces has been undergoing and see how far you've come and what you still need to do. So Saturn has wanted you to either end something, make some long-term commitment, look at your responsibilities, your limits, your no's, structure something so it supports you better, deal with higher-up authority types in the mix, look at any kind of goals or ambitions you might have. And the focus for Pisces is about your personal goals, big life personal goals, anything involving your career, reputation, or fame, and anything involving authority figures like bosses, judges, parents, mentors, and that type. So how far have you come, and what do you still need to do? And a big part of this last 3 months really focuses in on you, Pisces, because, you know, this ongoing thing has really been kind of projected outward towards other people, significant people in the process. But that starts to shift now. And really, these next 3 months, it's about who you are, what you're willing to do, and, you know, where you want to kind of drive this whole thing. So look at what you want to be serious about with goals, career, and these authority types. And when it comes to Mars retrograding into Scorpio for Pisces, starting on May 27th, that is Friday, tomorrow if you're listening live, and lasting until June 29th, so you have a little over a month. This is a big do-over for Pisces to go back, get very active with old people, situations, issues, opportunities, and rekindle things, redo things, undo things, deal with old anger, and motivate one way or another to get something right when it comes to the ninth house, higher-minded arenas. And so here are the topics, Pisces. You want to go back and work out things that are legal, anything that has to do with travel or people at a distance or import-export, anything that has to do with higher education, anything that has to do with media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, or publicity, anything that involves weddings, or anything that involves religion or politics. So in those higher-minded arenas, Pisces, you have more momentum now behind you over this next month plus to go back and connect with old people or old opportunities or issues or situations that could help you move in the direction you want with those themes. And when you're looking at those higher-minded ninth house themes, you want to apply Scorpio to this. Is there a financial thing that you can work out here? Is there something sexual or reproductive you can work out here? Is there something about the divorce that you can work out here? Is there something about death or birth or third-party situations involved that needs to be readdressed? And remember that we are going to be in an adjustment phase with this Mars retrograde period, and everybody is, and it really means you kind of getting in there and either exciting something or making some kind of personal changes or enough so that there's a bit of an adjustment taking place when it comes to that travel, legal, educational, media, marketing, wedding, religious, or political things. So for Pisces, the adjustment is going to involve your personal income, your possessions, or your purchases. So, you know, start as soon as May 27th to figure out what you can kind of give and take there so that you can get everything working in the way you want it to, and realize that it will peak over that weekend of June 18th and 19th. So that is it for everybody. I hope that this feel lighter as we come out of half of this T-square. And I hope that this new phase of Mars retrograde is a very productive one for everybody. And this is Zoe Moon. You guys can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/Zoe Moon Astrology. I'll be back next week at the same time. Have a great week, and I'll talk to you guys then.